Well, nice to get on the winning side after the last few games, huh?
Yes, sir. It's great. It feels good.
What has that been like the last three games, and then to finally get a win tonight? How did that feel?
I mean, it's definitely been rough. You never want to go on a losing streak, especially a couple road games. We're trying to get those because that really helps you out, league standing-wise and moving on down the road when you get these home games back. It'd be nice to take both of those. But we lost a couple on the road, so there's not much we can do about it now. Keep moving forward and take it a game at a time like we did today.
Brandon, what did both you guys, what did Holden add for you guys tonight, first game, and just seemed like a little burst of energy or something?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, a good burst of energy. He brings a lot of effort and enthusiasm. I haven't seen some of that enthusiasm on the court, especially these last few games out of us, but he brought some tonight that refreshing is a good word I'll use there.
Yeah, he's just an energetic freshman. He was redshirt a couple of days ago. He wanted to play. We've been practicing hard, and it's been good energy in practice. So I feel like he just used that in the game today and, came out and did what he had to do.
He's kind of undersized in there, right, inside, but he's got some hops, I guess, or what?
He's just an athletic 6'6". He's undersized, but I feel like his athleticism makes up for the rest. So.
Thanks, folks.
Yeah, super athletic. Fun to play with.
Yeah.
Even when he's not scoring, he's still fun to play with, but especially when he is. So it's just a great addition to have out there tonight.
Coach has been bringing up a lot of stuff like connectivity, being disjointed and words like that. What do you feel like he's trying to pull from you and inspire you guys to get to?
I feel like he just wants us to work as a team and be connected, not being selfish, because you could tell when a team is playing one-on-one by themselves, and he wants us to just have good energy on the court, always keep up the same energy for 40 minutes, so, have a good game.
Yeah, just like you said, just being connected more. It mainly affects us on defense right now, even though it looks like on the offensive end. I think the defensive end, we just don't really trust one another the best, and it maybe not even on purpose. Some of it's unconsciously not trusting other people, but we're trying to work on that, rep that out in practice, just, trusting that your guy's going to be back there. And that's just something that it's easier said than done, honestly, so we're working on that.
You're feeling more and more comfortable with that three, Brandon?
I started off this year behind the eight ball, as far as shooting-wise. That first couple of games, I just didn't do too well. But I believe that I could still shoot the ball. It didn't, tank my confidence in it. I'm still the same shooter, if not better than last year, because just how much, work and stuff that I put in. My guys trust me, so I'm going to keep getting them up. And same with the rest of the guys. They're going to keep getting theirs up, and we're going to keep believing in each other.
Michael, I know you weren't here last year, but it seems like with Coach Nagy, we heard him a lot talk about, wanting to see more toughness and competitiveness and that sort of thing. Do you feel like this was more like it, like asserting yourself on the boards and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's something we've been striving for all year. In some games, it comes out better than others. Today was definitely a good showing of that. We're going to continue to try and keep that up. But it's just tough to maintain that every game, but we have to. That's what it takes to win at this level.